Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But first, we'll go to the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline, and we will talk to Mary Kay Cabot of cleveland.com, and she is on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. How you doing today, Mary Kay?
I'm doing great. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thanks for coming on with me on this great Saturday. You wrote an article, and I was really, really excited to talk to you about it because, you know, we're finally getting the opportunity to get around to free agency and get some of these holes that the Browns have to be filled. And right now, two of the biggest holes are right and left tackle, and two of the biggest names that are on the market have been linked to the Cleveland Browns. And two of the biggest names out there are Trent Williams and Jason Peters. And you wrote in cleveland.com that the Browns are actually looking at Trent Williams, and he's been given permission to talk and to shop a trade. And Bill Callahan has actually been linked to him because he was actually with his coach in Washington from 15 to 18. Talk about a little bit about Trent Williams. He's healthy now. And how interested do you believe the Browns are in Trent Williams? And do you think that one or the other is more viable than the other one?
Well, it's hard to say just exactly how interested they are. I know they will explore both players, and I think Trent Williams makes a lot of sense for a number of reasons, including, as you mentioned, his strong ties to Bill Callahan, who coached him, you know, from a position standpoint for, you know, 4 or 5 years there in Washington, so knows him really, really well. And from everyone that I've talked to, Trent Williams is a really good guy, and they really like him as a person. So I'm sure that Bill Callahan has, strong feelings for Trent as an individual as well as a player. So that's one thing to consider. The fact that he's a 7-time Pro Bowler, they've been looking for the heir apparent to Joe Thomas. And, you know, if you can plug a 7-time Pro Bowler in there, or in the case of Jason Peters, a 9-time Pro Bowler in there, you are getting the caliber of left tackle play that you're used to on the Cleveland Browns. So I think those are things to strongly consider. Other things that you have to keep in mind are they have the number 10 overall pick, and they have a very, very strong pool of left tackles in this draft class. They can go out and find their left tackle of the future probably with that number 10 pick and be set at the position for a decade or more. The problem with that is, of course, is that it's hard to project really good left tackles into the NFL, and you never really know if that guy is going to turn into the 7-time Pro Bowler, the 9-time Pro Bowler that you have available to you right now.
When you look at Trent Williams and you look at the offering price that teams are willing to offer, people last year thought that they might be able to get a first round pick. But it looks like the offering price may be a little lower this year. Are you kind of getting that same feeling that teams may be willing to or looking to offer substantially lower than a first round pick this year?
You know, it seems that way. I've seen a lot of projections that, you know, that they would take a 2 and something else, a 2 and a player. So, you know, I think that would be great news for the Browns if they can keep that number 10 overall pick, give up a second round pick and maybe a player or something like that. But the other thing that you have to really factor in here is the fact that he's going to want a big blockbuster long-term deal. I don't think that's a huge issue. I don't think that's a deal breaker because I think the Browns are going to make some more roster moves going forward over the next couple of weeks that will clear some more cap space. They already have over 60 some in cap space right now. They're probably around sixth or seventh in the league with that. But then when you look at the Olivier Vernons and some of the other guys on this team that might not be here in the future, I think that they can find money to pay Trent Williams.
Talking to Mary Kay Cabot on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram hotline. And when you look at that contract, you know, most of those contracts, he would get probably signing bonus money, but it wouldn't be something that would be substantially over a long period of time. Is that correct?
Well, he would get a big upfront signing bonus, and that's what these guys really want and are looking for when they change teams and things like that. So he would want a top-of-the-line contract, probably somewhere in the $15 million range, and then he would be seeking a large guaranteed bonus. And so that's what the Browns would be faced with. But, you know, to secure a left tackle, a premier left tackle for the next 4, 5, 6, 7 years, you know, that might not be the worst idea in the world, you know, providing he's healthy and everything works out for everyone.
And when you look at it, I mean, his age is not that advanced. Now, in the case of Peters, he's 38. In looking at your article, they kind of see it as more of a stopgap measure. If Williams is, you know, they're not able to get Williams, he's 38, he's more advanced. And the Eagles agreed to let him go, or actually they mutually agreed to go into free agency. What are your thoughts on Peters as far as his health, his age, and what he's able to bring as point in his career as far as being his ability to be a tackle for the Browns?
Well, once again, you would be looking at someone, well, not in the case of Trent Williams, but in the case of Jason Peters, you would be looking at somebody who would come in here and hold down the fort for you for a couple of years. You could probably get a couple more good years out of him. He has connections to Andrew Berry. Andrew was there in Philadelphia in 2019. So he's very, very familiar with Jason Peters and would know the ins and outs of what he has left and what he could bring to the table. The thing to remember with these guys, with the Browns exploring Trent Williams and Jason Peters, right now they really are casting a wide net in the effort to improve and upgrade that offensive line and protect Baker Mayfield. Because they are exploring these guys, it doesn't mean that they are working the phones 24/7 trying to make sure they get these guys on their team tomorrow. They are exploring pretty much every option at left tackle, whatever, right tackle, right guard, and they're going to leave no stone unturned. So the degree of interest, we won't know that until probably after all is said and done. But I just think it's important to note that they are leaving no stone unturned and that they are looking into everyone.
This may sound crazy. Should fans be surprised if they may end up with both of them? Is that a possibility? I mean, could one of those guys play left tackle, or could one of those guys play right tackle, or is it just those guys are competing for one of those positions at left tackle?
Well, I would think that they would be plugging one of those guys in at left tackle, and that they're looking at a whole nother batch of guys on the other side, and that would be the Jack Conklins, the Belagas,
gotcha. Mm-hmm.
And those, you know, guys that are traditional right tackle starters at this point. So that's the way I would think it would shake out, but I'm not 100% certain. I mean, if one of those guys does have the ability, let's say Jason Peters can step in on the right side for a while, I would say never at this point, because, again, they're doing everything that they can to make sure. I would say it's the number one priority of the offseason is to shore up that offensive line, not just at one position, but probably three.
When you look at the linebacker position, you know, the last time we talked it, and you talked about this specifically, I think first before anybody, was the fact that Joe Schobert possibly or most likely was not going to be back with the Browns. His asking price was going to be a little too much high or a little too high for their blood. And you even alluded that Christian Kirksey might not be back. So that leaves you down to Taki Taki and Mack Wilson not being on this team at linebacker. What are your ideas about where the Browns may head in free agency or in the draft as far as linebacker position?
Well, yeah, I'm not exactly sure. I've been trying to figure out what the plan is going to be for Christian Kirksey, and I don't really know yet what the feeling is or the plan is there. We do know that he's coming off torn pec surgery, and he's due to make $7.75 million. But if he's 100% healthy, you know, he's a good leader. He's a good on-field general. So I can't say for sure that I know he'll be gone. I guess he's someone to look at and wonder about. But I haven't been able to get a real handle on stay or go for him. But I think they're going to add to the pile. I think they'll add to the linebacker pile in the draft through a trade or free agency. And I think it's pretty evident that they need to do that. Look, Taki Taki didn't even get on the field last year. These guys weren't drafted by Andrew Berry, so he doesn't have an allegiance to developing them or anything like that. I think that Joe Woods is going to, you know, come in here and explain to Andrew what he would like. Maybe he has some guys in mind that he has coached before. There are some good linebackers in this draft. So I think that you will see a couple of new linebackers on this team.
In an article a little bit, too, it kind of talks about and alludes to backup quarterback position. There's been guys like Case Keenum's name brought up. You know, fans have mentioned about Marcus Mariota. Do you get the sense that they want a guy that comes in that is not going to be, I guess, good enough to kind of push Baker Mayfield to actually think that he's the starter here? Or are you looking at a guy like a Case Keenum, somebody that's going to be here that in case Baker goes down, he can hold the ship, but not a guy who's going to come in here to think that he's going to be a starter or possibly play like a Jameis Winston?
Yeah, I mean, I've written a couple of times that I believe that Case Keenum kind of fits the description of what they would be looking for. A mentor, someone that knows Kevin Stefanski, has played for him, could help set the tone, help implement the degree, or at least his way of doing things. So I think he is the kind of guy that they are looking for to reshape the vibe in that quarterback room. And I think you're right. I think that, you know, they don't want someone that's going to come in here and compete with Baker Mayfield for the starting job in training camp. That's not the idea. It's someone to help him get better, because that is job number one for this season, is to get Baker Mayfield back on track, get him to winning, and have him playing like the number one overall pick that he is.
All right, Mary Kay, I appreciate you, and we'll check in. Thank you for taking time for stopping in on the barbershop, and we'll check back in.
Sounds good. Thanks a lot.
All right, appreciate you, man. That's Mary Kay Cabot on the Chrysler, or North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Drivers Ram Hotline.